Good morning, my friends. We're reading from Kenneth E. Hagin's Health Food Devotions for June 18th. And June 18th is a very special day on God's calendar. It's my parents' wedding anniversary. And we helped celebrate that wedding anniversary when we were in Iowa this weekend. We're returning from a trip to Minneapolis to preach at Yeshua Loves Heals, their launching service, the first service in their new church in downtown Minneapolis, where they're called to preach the gospel to the Muslims, who are 85% of the population in downtown Minneapolis. Today's message is entitled, Put the Word into Practice. We did that this weekend. James 1, verse 25 is the related scripture. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continues there, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deeds. I was asked to preach at a certain convention in California. They wanted me to come and teach on the subject of faith. I didn't have a laying on of hands service. I didn't have a preaching or a ministering service. I just taught on the subject of faith. There was a woman who was a member of the First Foursquare Church of Pueblo, Colorado. She had said, I'll go to that convention and get Brother Hagin to lay hands on me. She had terminal cancer. Well, she came, but I wasn't having a laying on of hands service. I was simply teaching the word. So she said to herself, I'll just put the word into practice myself. She acted on the word she heard and was completely healed. 2 years later, I happened to be at this woman's church in Pueblo, Colorado, and she was there. She gave her testimony. At first, her doctor just said that the cancer had gone into remission, but said that if she was still free of cancer after 2 years, it wouldn't come back. She'd be cured. She had gone in for a final examination right before I arrived. After examination, the nurse came in and told her, After examination, the nurse came up to her and asked, Are you a member of one of those churches that believes in divine healing and the power of God? Yes, she said. The nurse began to cry and said, You know, the doctor and I have already figured that out. We have your test results. This had to be a miracle from God. Confession. I am not just a hearer of the word. I am a doer of the word. I act on God's word. And I receive healing. I want to remind you that no matter who you are, you have to be a doer of the word. You have to read it to renew your mind. But then you have to do it. You have to act. Faith without action is dead. Faith without action, no healing. Faith with action, then you have healing. Amen.